biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas.
Time to update the PC police file, Fev. Now, a lot of stories this has become a regular segment, but it started off with stories coming out of the US that are now happening here in our very country. A few universities are now introducing PC to this level. Students at certain universities, Western Sydney University and a few others, are avoiding using words like husband and wife, boyfriend and girlfriend, and are even getting rid of the last name. That's on the chopping block, to refer to someone by their last name. So the idea around this is to swap out they're already swapping out gendered words for gender neutral words. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, if you notice this, now when you read the paper or you read any news, they're getting rid of she and he. So it's becoming they. And you'll see that a lot. Just if you keep an eye out for that's already gendered words are definitely being neutralized. But this is what I'm get confused about with this. So they're basically getting rid of words like boyfriend and girlfriend, husband and wife, and they now want everyone to say partner. And the reason I'm going to read out is so that everyone can feel included in the conversation. Now, I want to say something here. Yeah. I don't have a husband, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, a partner. It's okay not to be included in a conversation. Mm. So when Fev and Byron, you're talking about your girlfriends.
My partner.
Your partner, okay. Sorry, or wives. Or,
and don't refer to me as a he, please. I mean, it's offensive.
So what's the next step? So now you're going to refer to partners so that everyone feels included. But what about the people who don't have a partner? How are you going to make me feel included then?
Good point.
I'm just trying to say, where does this draw the line? Yeah. And I've now, you know, obviously I've got a daughter now who doesn't have a father. I've got a baby that I brought into the world without a father. Now, how are you going to neutralize that for her? See, I just think it's, where does this stop? I don't understand where this ends.
I don't know, Boxy. I've got no words. You nailed it. But remember when we had a guest come in and they said that the bed was, oh, geez, you got him sleeping in the bed, have you? Remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It was Rachel Griffiths. She just assumed, because I've got a five-month-old, that I had a partner.
Right.
And she was just saying, oh, you know, I bet he's loving that.
Yeah.
And
she's not all over this PC, is she?
I couldn't see, I could be, because I fall into one of these minority categories, I could be offended by everything. You know, Father's Day at school could offend me. I'm not offended, guys.
Yeah, well, that's gone.
And I think we've got to stop being offended by things that aren't. Then you know what we should be offended by? We should be offended by terminal illnesses, by disease, by famine. These are things that we should be offended by, even climate change.
Yes.
Let's not get offended by words.
So like, what's my girlfriend? So I can't say she.
They
are my partner. But then if I say partner, I might offend those who don't have partners. They are person
I spend time with. I'm trying to say to the PC police who are now not wanting people to be offended because of they want to gender neutralise it. But what about the people who don't have a partner?
Yep.
Now make me feel included.
Okay.
Well, see,
I've got a
never
wife.
Ends. Well, technically not.
Oh, well, fiancé.
101.9
The Fox.
The Fox.
What a club it was. A club like no other club.
Snip Club, Snip Club, time for Snip Club. Don't want another kid, so it's time to get it done. Snip Club, Snip Club, join the Snip Club. Don't want to have another son.
Oh, as we look back on some of our favourite parts of the year, Fief, what about Fev Snip Club?
Well, this was. So it was a year ago, just a year and a week ago, since little Toby Favola was born, our beautiful little bubba, and... And earlier this year, Fev, you came to the conclusion you were ready to have the snip.
Hang on, no, yeah, whoa. We went all summer. We got early in the year and my wife would not go near me. So I had to get the snip. Because no more babies.
And you know what was great about this, though, Fev? You said you were going to do it, but you didn't want to do it alone.
No,
and
I
if there were any other men out there that were wanting to do it, but maybe were apprehensive, that you could do it together. And I thought this was a great that the male camaraderie that happened here in Fev's Snip Club, a group of guys all went to the Snip Clinic.
There was a lot of females and there's a lot of girlfriends and wives ringing up for their husband to be put in.
That's right.
We're fired. Get in the snip.
Now, you headed down there to see Dr. Snip, and of course, he had to have a chat with you before the procedure. Let's hear how that went.
Now, Feb, do you want to talk to me first? A few questions?
No.
It might be a good idea.
I'll probably pull out if I ask too many questions.
Really?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's just get it done.
All right. Now, you've read all the details of that consent form, have you there, Feb?
Yeah.
Excellent.
It says if you stuff up, I can sue you for shitloads.
That's right. All right, hop up, lie down. Sit back, relax.
Where's that whistle? I'm going to pass out. I get like blood tests and I pass out.
Really?
You're a failure.
Okay.
Well, we got before I take it?
Yeah.
Slide down a bit. You're a big
guy. God, I'm bloody shaking, aren't you? Byron's never seen me so vulnerable. This is awful.
Do you want me to hold your hand, Brendan?
No.
Do you want to try? Just hold my hand. How's that going? Come on, Brendan, we can do this.
That is really, I was going to say funny, Fev, but really full on. When you think about what you went through, and not only do we have to think about it, we can hear it because this
Boxy, I was naked.
Yeah, you were.
Leon, producer.
Yeah.
To the stars.
I know. Charlotte with her camera.
Byron.
So it's really confronting.
Everyone could see everything.
Okay, this is the procedure.
But at least, Fev, you had your green whistle.
Yes, that's the sort of the anaesthetic whistle, and you may have overdone it.
Whoa.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I am looking.
What's going on?
It's like a...
Byron, stop slipping over it. Hey, Byron.
Yes,
can you have a swig of that?
I'm not having
just
a swig of that.
Just for fun.
No.
It's going to sting when it hits your chin.
Oh,
don't jump, Brendan. It's very important you don't jump.
There we go. Well, maybe you don't stick a needle in my ball sack and I wouldn't jump.
Oh, and his tooth's come out. So,
where's Wally?
He's up there. Have a look.
I think I found him. That hurt. Hey, Dr. Snip, while you're holding
him. Now, Byron, here, we've just pierced a hole in his scrotum there.
Ripping a hole in his scrotum.
Whoa. Can you feel that, Brendan?
I'm right here. Just a serious question, Dr. Snip.
Yep.
Now, when you've cut, do you look and go, ooh, black market? They could have been worth anything.
He's wondering if there's a black market for his actual sperm.
Don't think so. I'm pretty sure there isn't one.
No, this could have gone on a black market and made probably $500 million.
$500 million for Fev's sperm.
Hey, Byron.
Yes, Fev.
Make sure I haven't bottled any of it. Dr. Snip, I want a double vasectomy.
Can you feel much at the moment, given you've been sipping that green whistle for a while, Fev? Are you still with us, mate, or...?
Mate, I've been in the business for 75 years, Byron. I haven't felt anything for 9 months.
Why did you become Sam Newman at the end?
I know what happened. I was off my face.
Now, we should put the video up, or at least on the Insta story, to relive that amazing moment of Fev's Snip Club. Fifi, Fev... Byron.
Do you remember the smell?
Oh, the smell of Fev's burning.
Yeah. Just burnt skin. Oh, it was just burnt skin. It was awful.
That's certainly a new level of commitment for everyone on this show having to smell that.
101.9 The Fox. We're going to fill you up to the top,
baby, with free fuel. It's Petrolpalooza. Doing this all week, guys. Free petrol for every caller on air. That's right, a free tank of petrol. Over 30 tanks already have been given away this week. Everybody who joins in on the show and gets on air gets a tank of petrol. $1.42 is your average petrol price today. As high as $1.69 a litre. That is tough at Christmas time. So we are giving back all week here on The Fox.
That is tough. I tell you what's tougher, Byron. Lying on your CV or resume and then being put in jail.
Oh, what?
Now, this is, okay, I think at everybody in this room, everyone listening right now, at some stage when they've written out a CV or resume, they've maybe embellished, stretched the truth a bit. Maybe you've just blatantly lied. I know I've done that when I wanted to, when I lived in the UK and I was nannying for a year and I wanted to get a job as an actor. I pretended I'd been in Home and Away and Neighbours. I wrote that on a CV.
Well, you have been on Neighbours.
And Home and Away.
And you were too. You were at the races.
I know. So it was it happened down the track. Yeah, but I did lie. Now, this woman, how is this? There is a woman, her name is Veronica Hilda, and I don't know how to pronounce her surname, so I won't try, but she has been jailed. She applied in South Australia for a job as a bureaucrat with the government. Mm-hmm. It was a $270,000 salary, so cool. Wow.
Good gig, yeah.
But she's basically fabricated her CV, and then she's been put in a position with sensitive, I guess, state secrets, and very sensitive information was... she was in control of. So as a result, she has been prosecuted.
Wow.
And now she's been jailed.
Wow.
And not only that, Fev, it's 25 months in jail.
Jeez,
which is two years.
Oh, wow.
Non-parole period of 1 year. So that is I'm not in any way defending crime, but there are some crimes I still go, that could happen to any of us. Mm. You know, for instance, the other day I was driving along Montague Street in South Melbourne and I was coming towards that bridge and I still feel for that bus driver
that they put away.
Yeah. That's right.
Because that bridge is upon you before you know it. Now, that poor bus driver from Ballarat, he's just come towards it. And I'm digressing a bit here because that could have been me. And this woman who's lied on a CV.
Driving a bus.
Yeah, that could be.
It's unlikely.
It's unlikely.
Okay,
very,
okay.
That's a big stretch.
Probably not.
I feel like James Lake lied about his news quality.
Do you think James Lake's lied on a CV? But why don't we ask James?
I don't know if James is an actual journalist.
James, have you ever lied on a CV or resume?
Hand on my heart, no.
Okay, I believe that.
Okay, so he says no.
I reckon James is so straight up. Like, I would rely on you in a crisis, James. You are in a... Fev, I don't believe James would ever lie.
Right. So
lies about the weather every day.
Well, he doesn't get the weather right. But are you? What was your qualification coming into?
So I, like you, Byron, I studied business.
Yeah.
And I majored in music.
Okay. So, and then you went on to journalism.
We didn't know this about you. This is nice.
Then you went on to journalism.
Went on to just read the news. I learned on the job.
See, he
wow.
Lied.
He must have lied to get that job. Wow. Perfect example.
I mean, 13 10 60. Is there anyone listening that can say they're in a job right now, maybe, and they completely lied? They had no qualifications for that job. We've got a voice disguiser. We can pop that on for you.
Okay.
Maybe you're not currently in the job. Maybe it's another job that you've since moved on from. But I'd love to hear from people who technically, according to this woman who's been jailed, should be in jail for what they've done.
Okay. I've never applied for a job, which is weird because I'm 38, but never really applied. I've never
naturally talented at everything.
No, I just never had to apply for one, but that's... because I played footy, so sure. I just got drafted, and then you guys needed me here, so I got jumped on here after the jungle. Okay. But I did lie once on a resume, Boxy. It had nothing to do with a job, but it was for horse riding. So I was in a Echuca early 2000s with Alex.
Oh, wow.
And she loves horse riding. She used to ride track work. She used to ride race horses. She loves it. So I thought, I'll take her horse riding. And to impress, you have to write down whether you're a novice, an expert, so the horse instructor knows, and to give you the right horse, because they give you a horse that's for people that's never ridden or someone that's very experienced.
Yeah.
So I wrote down I was one of the cast members of The Man from Snowy River, one of the extras.
What?
And she was very impressed by that, so she put me on this big brute of a horse. And then I'd never ridden a horse before. So as we started riding the horse, they go into a canter, which is obviously, you start going pretty fast.
Yeah.
And this horse, pig-rooted, I think you call it, pig-footed.
Oh,
geez. I think that's what you call
definitely
it.
Not pig-rooted.
I think that's what it's called.
Well, maybe it is. Maybe
I think it's actually into bucked me off. Bucked me off because I had no idea. And the horse knew that I had no idea. Into a tree.
Oh.
I'm pre-season footy. I've got grazes all down my body. And the instructor looked at me and goes, "Man from Snowy River, really?"
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Now, we're just talking about this woman, Australian woman, who has been jailed for 25 months, over 2 years, because she lied on her CV and resume. Now, it was admittedly for a state position in South Australian government, so she was dealing with secrets and obviously,
you think
she
that she'd fit in lying in the state parliament.
Well, you'd wouldn't you be impressed?
Yeah, you'd be like, well done.
Wow, maybe
join the team.
Pop you over to ASIO. You did good. But it's one of those crimes. Sometimes you hear about a crime and you go, that could have been me. Like, I think we've all applied for jobs we're not qualified for and thought maybe we could talk our way into it. She's now in jail. So we said, we've opened the phone lines and we've got Marion.
It's hard when you say that, Boxy, because we talk our way into our show and I don't know what I'm doing.
Totally. I agree. That's what I mean, Feb. We should be in jail. Marion from Laverton. Hey, Mariam.
Hello.
Now, have you lied on a CV or resume?
Yeah. So I applied for a job at a Japanese company and it was looking like rather impressive to put on the resume that I spoke Japanese, which I don't. I only speak good morning, hello, and the basic words. So I ended up getting the job. Obviously, other qualification got me in as well. And then about, you know, probably 6 or 7 weeks into the job, a Japanese representative arrives from Japan.
Mate, there's a movie around where someone says, "Oh, it's one of the a really funny movie where he says he speaks Japanese, and then they sit around the boardroom and all the Japanese people come in and they start speaking Japanese and he's got no idea. What movie is that?
So what did you do, Mariam? What did you do? How did you deal with that?
I just smile and act polite and pretend I understood what I didn't understand anything they were saying.
But normally in conversation you have to say something back.
Well, it was like I said, thank you and thank you for your time back in Japan.
Did you keep your job?
I kept the job, lucky, but I just had to eventually say.
Well done.
She's done well. So she's lied and actually got away with it, Fee.
She gets a free tank of fuel.
She does actually a free tank of fuel as well because it's Petrolpalooza. Thanks for sharing your story.
Petrolpalooza. Steve in Doncaster. Now, Steve, this isn't your name. You're using an alias. Tell us about the job you shouldn't be doing because you lied.
So basically, I put on my resume that I'd had 5 years' experience in a heavy machine. Managed to land a job because the bloke before me must have done the same thing and lied about it and messed up a work site. So I got put in pretty quickly. Hey, mate, do this, do that, rah, rah. Ended up digging some holes, as you do in an excavator, and managed to knock over a $60,000 power box. So you can imagine that went down well.
It's expensive power box.
Steve, did you lose the job?
Yeah, pretty much on the spot.
Oh, that's okay. That story didn't
end. You get a free tank of petrol, though.
Yeah, there is the free tank of fuel.
Yeah, there's upside to it.
That might help.
Petrolpalooza.
In your situation. 101.9 The Fox. Channing Tatum in Melbourne. Magic Mike Live coming to Melbourne. This was the huge announcement yesterday with Channing Tatum in town. Of course, stay tuned. We've got a double pass up for grabs. The first double pass to see Magic Mike Live when it comes to Melbourne next May. Fee and Fev, it would have been absolute pandemonium around Channing, was it yesterday? Yeah.
There was. There were women everywhere.
My wife and daughter.
Feb's wife was the main problem.
Yeah. And then one of the funniest parts of this is there was a big room that Feb and I were going in as the only people, radio people, to interview Channing Tatum. This big room, and then there's like women in these short skirts, tight dresses. They're all trying to, you know, get around to maybe get a photo or meet Channing, and then Fev and I walk in with our strollers and our babies. it was not what Channing was expecting. No. Oh, gosh.
Are you all right there?
Sorry. Was that Lizzie Rosie Box just jumped on.
I know you do the show from home, but can you keep your dog out when we're trying to set up an important interview? And now Trixie's, why don't we just play the interview? We'll let you resettle everything there. Anyway, this is a chat, Fee and Fev with Channing Tatum, and also the choreographer from the show, Alison. Magic Mike Live is going to be an awesome live experience. Let's check it out.
This is a really great honour to have you both here, Channing and Alison, and how exciting. The big announcement, Magic Mike Live in Melbourne in May. Yeah. So, Channing, you've flown in, you did the big announcement.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about this show. Where did it come from? When did you conceive it?
Well, this is like 8 years ago now. We just wanted to make a tiny little indie movie with Soderbergh. I'm a giant Steven Soderbergh fan, and he was somehow bamboozled into making this stripper movie that I was an actual stripper for 9 months of my life, and then I became an actor. If you'd have told my 18-year-old self that I was going to own strip clubs or strip shows, I would have probably believed you. But if you'd have told me the route in which I took to get to the making of the strip clubs, I would never have believed you.
Is that when you were at college?
Yeah,
playing ball?
College.
Yeah, exactly.
My one semester that I was there. I came home, basically did that. But then ultimately we made this tiny movie. And then we had no idea that we were going to get swept up in a way into this like kind of 50 Shades of Grey sort of movement. Women just started like demanding like art that was specifically made for them, or not art, I don't know, just whatever, just movies and things for themselves. And then we made another one, and then we didn't feel like we could make a third one. We had kind of like wrung the rag dry. Like it was just, there was nothing else left on the bone. And our third project, we wanted to make something that is really for women, because the first two movies were really about men, but they were kind of made in a way for, you know, with an eye to women. And the show was us in our best attempt to try and like find as many strong women as we could possibly find and ask them, what do they want out of a show? And we've learned a lot.
Yeah, no, I mean, like, we talked to tons of women, friends of ours, friends of friends, and then just people in different cities. And what we've discovered is women want everything. You know what I mean? Depending on the day, the time.
Yeah. On demand.
Everything changes, and that's all okay. So we do our best to give as many different things that connect emotionally to women in different ways. So it's not always just about like sexuality. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's romantic. Sometimes it's athletic.
Each person that comes to the show will ultimately have to ask themselves, what did they come for?
Yeah.
Like, what did they actually want?
Did at any stage when you were asking these women, did they say they want an extra, extra, extra large man to dance? Because I'm keen to be in the cast.
It is 100% available for you to come if you would like to.
Yes.
I'm not kidding. Don't threaten me with that, because you will be on stage whenever you would like.
I did a charity this year where I got nude for prostate cancer, national TV. Mm-hmm. I stripped and
butt
danced.
Naked.
Butt naked.
Yep. This is national TV.
This is
you
national
get butt naked. I knew we were coming to Australia for a reason.
Yes. Now, I'm going to get back to playing weight, because I used to play sport, so I was pretty fit. I used to look like you.
All right.
Back in the day. Now I've got really fat. But if I can get in this show, I'm going to get fit, and I'm going to dance.
If you say you will actually be in the show, I will put you in the show.
Yeah. Oh, there we go. I'm in the show.
Deal. You're in the show now. You're in. I swear to God.
I'm going to have to get fit.
Yeah. I said that just because I definitely am not in fighting shape all year round. Like, I might be, maybe, like, for like the 2 days that I have to shoot a shirt off scene, I'm like, Lex, get the shot. All right. Chicken and
I love
and cheesecake.
That, Channing, you've signed off on this. You don't even know if he can dance.
We don't need it.
We don't need it.
We don't need it. Look at him. He's so sexy. He's dripping with sex right here.
I'm going to have to live with that now, Channing.
He's the guy's built of it. Every molecule of his body is screaming sexuality and like, just look at him.
Oh, wow. How about that? Jeez.
He nailed it.
One of the great quotes so far. Bev looks straight at Channing Tatum and says, I used to look like you.
Can I just tell you, as Channing was saying how sexy Fev was doing a lap like he just kicked a goal. Like he was doing a lap of the room.
I dropped the mic and did a lap.
Oh, wow. Now, the good news is we've got more coming up with Channing Tatum in the next few minutes. Magic Mike Live arrives in Melbourne next May. 13 10 60. We'll open the phones right now if you want that first double pass. So call now, 13 10 60.
I did do something boxy that ended the interview very quickly.
Oh, okay. No, I nearly forgot this. We had Channing's people in a flap. Bev did something, and suddenly they were all looking around.
Interview
cut
over.
It, get him out, get him out. They were angry at us.
Okay, we'll work out exactly what that was right after this.
101.9 The Fox.
Channing Tatum, Magic Mike Live is coming to Melbourne May 2020. By the way, congratulations, Shandy in Narre Warren South. She's taking her girlfriend to Magic Mike next May in Melbourne. She won the first double pass from us.
Gets to watch me.
Bevan Byron. Yes, well, as revealed, Fief, it sounds as though Channing Tatum, who you spoke with yesterday, has agreed for Fev to have some sort of role in the Magic Mike show.
He was very, very happy for Fev to partake in the Magic Mike show, so look forward to that.
He actually shook my hand, Boxy.
Oh,
we shook on it.
Okay, so it's a deal.
But then you did something that led to his management and his American Hollywood agents freaking out.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Is that deal off the table, you reckon? Okay.
No, I don't know.
So listen. Also, the choreographer of this show, Magic Mike Live, Alison, also as part of this chat with Channing Tatum.
Now, this is fabulous. I want to just go back to what the big announcement that you've made. This is it like an extravaganza? The set, when the girls and boys, we're not discriminating here, come, what can they expect at the event?
you know, like, look, you're going to get what you think you're going to get. Like, that's definitely on the menu, I guess.
Fev dancing naked.
Yes, yes, 100% that's happening. But look, we really want there to be a message and not just, you know, because we could have thrown these guys just up on stage. They're beautiful. They're good guys. They're some of the best dancers, like, that we can possibly find on this globe. But there's more to it. And we want you to laugh. We want you to actually think about why you actually came. And then when you leave, we don't want you to feel like you did something, like, guilty. We want you to feel, like, good. Like, if you need a shower, you, like, it's a good shower. You know, not like, you don't want to be like, oh, my God, I got to go home and, like, just think about my actions. And, like, I really need to rethink my life. Like, you know.
And I love that you've got women involved. And, Alison, you're brilliant. So to have your involvement. How did you get involved in the first place? Have you two got a working history?
Well, Jenna and Allison actually danced for Janet Jackson, like back
really?
In the day when they were wow. and they were just like little dancers, and
wow.
and then she went on to become one of the better choreographers in Los Angeles. Her and her partner Teresa Espinosa and Luke wow. Lude Brodlick as well.
Wow!
And when we were trying to find a choreographer, when we were trying to do this first movie, one, we had no money. Two, I'm not a dancer. Everybody thinks I'm a dancer. I can dance, but I can dance, but I was not going to make these dances up. I was like, no, that's not happening. They've been on the first movie, the second movie, every show. They're my secret, like, sauce. Like, I hope no one ever finds them and takes them away from me.
Yes, we do a lot of the dance steps, but he's also underselling. Like, he's so creative, and his brain is amazing. And I feel like between Teresa, Luke, myself, and him, we have this cool kind of, like, mush of, like, well, this, what that, what this, what that, what this.
She might be your source, but I'm going to be the wrapping paper. I can't believe I'm involved in this. I'm going to be in the next movie.
You're going to be the big star.
I'm going to be the big star as well. This is amazing.
I wish I could say we're really super professional, but it's like the farthest thing that you can pop. We have the stripper.
I'll fit right in.
We have the stripper Olympics, like in yes. rehearsal, where everybody is just like going for it. I mean, it's fun, and that's what we want the show to ultimately be. We want it to be fun. Like, you know, those are the best experiences, the most memorable ones for us at least.
We can't wait. Magic Mike live coming to Melbourne with special guest Fev.
Yeah, yeah. Coming to the main stage. Oh, yeah. chicken brown cow.
Took your shirt off at the end?
Yeah, I got nude.
Took his shirt off and everyone was freaking out in the room.
And I blame him. He started giving me the ch 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 bow wow. And I'm like, okay, I got to do this.
His manager was giving you death stares. Yeah. It was so uncomfortable.
And you can tell that we got kicked out real quick.
Well, you can't be taking your Okay.
He loved it.
Channing loved it.
Yeah, well, tats. I'm
all
like, yeah.
up on our Instagram. Did he see all your tats, did he?
No, he didn't see the ones that my jocks cover. But they'll see that on May 20th, 2020.
When you're part of the show. The main sell is Channing Tatum's Magic Mike Live with...
Is it?
Also a role from Feb. Have a look at it right now on our Instagram. Check out. Have a good look at Channing on our Instagram. Have a good look at Feb with his shirt off. In that order, Fifi, Fev, Byron on Instagram for that one. Magic Mike Live. It comes to Melbourne May 2020. 101.9,
The Fox. Ooh, troubling stats. Fev hit our news headlines this morning. Australian students are falling behind in maths, reading and science.
I've seen this.
A study assessed 600,000 15-year-olds from 79 countries. They do this every 3 years. Mm. And we are dropping. We're plummeting, actually. We've plummeted to the lowest level ever.
Like 26 or something in English, 19th in science. I don't know how I know that, but I read it somewhere.
I know, but it is a real concern. And I know that the study talks a lot about the fact that they don't think our education system's up to it. Oh, that's going to go down well with the Department of Education today.
Ugh.
Expect that to be a busy office. But is this in fact the case? Like, I think about, I've never been good at science or maths. I realised quite quickly at school the humanities was my area. And I remember in year 12, how's this, Fev? I did like English, had to, that was mandatory,
yeah,
drama, fun, mucking around, acting. English lit, just got to read books and I liked reading. And then I did two histories, not just one, two.
Was that modern and ancient? Was it?
No,
was that
it was cities and revolutions.
Well done. Well,
so great. I did two different histories. I started French and then realised that would be really hard and went, I'm not doing that.
Well, I did English, obviously it was a given, because I was in year 12, I was playing AFL, so I was an elite athlete.
Right.
So I did outdoor ed, given. I did PE. If I fail that, I'm in trouble. I did mass methods. Couldn't add up. And I did biology. I still don't even know what biology is.
Wow.
Because they were all Carlton supporters.
So you, what do you mean? Before.
So I gave them tickets.
Oh,
to
the teachers?
The teachers were Carlton supporters. So I gave them tickets to the game. Oh. My biology teacher's kids ran out in the MCG before a game.
Wow.
And that. I got passed. It was great.
Oh, that's disgraceful.
Brilliant. Okay.
That's incredible. I mean, let's be honest. You were making more money in Year 12 than any other kid in Year 12 in the state.
I was making more money than the teachers.
Okay, well, a lot more, unfortunately.
Well, you know what? Let's maybe put this to the test, and maybe there are some teenagers, some students listening that do take offence to this. And would like to be challenged. So why, if you are a child or teenager, 131060, call in and let's see who can answer the questions more accurately, Fev and I or the kids.
All right, and these will be questions sort of high, sort of junior high school level, maybe year 7
type
questions.
Yeah, junior high school, let's say. And let's go maths and English. They seem to be the areas we're dropping in.
Okay, Fev can't even add up.
Can we do PE?
131060. FIFA has problems adding up the Alpha Bucks winners when they have $50 correct per answer.
And if maths is not my strength.
Often they'll get four, which of course is?
Four what?
Oh, the delay. Four times 50.
Oh, four times 50 is $200.
Yeah, she got there eventually.
Anyone wants to take me on in the six times table, that's your pleasure.
You're pretty good at that, weren't you?
Yeah, because that's what a goal's worth.
There we go.
13, so I always just add it up.
13, 10, 60. Give us a call right now if you want to take on Fifi or Fev. 101.9, The Fox. We're going to play a little game of Are You Smarter Than?
Are You Smarter Than?
Now, Fifi, why are we playing Are You Smarter Than?
We are playing it because this news reached headlines today that Australian children and teenagers, particularly students, are falling behind in maths, reading and sciences. Now, this is globally.
Okay.
79 countries partake in this test and our stats and our figures have plummeted. So,
when we were at school, Boxy, everything was number one.
This is what we need to check. So we're going to play Are You Smarter Than? Now, first up, Brody is 13 years of age, a high school student, wants to take on Fief. I'll read the questions, Fief, because if I give you this, you'll see the questions you're about to get.
Oh, okay.
And we wouldn't want that.
Beautiful. Happy to sit
back. Okay, so Brody's... Hi, Brody, you're 13.
Yeah, hi.
Hey, Brody. Okay, this will be fun. Brody, what's our, Byron, what sort of discipline are we going to talk?
We have randomly selected, please, I promise you these are random selections. We've decided that Fief should do maths against Brody. That was at random. We spun a wheel and it landed on maths. Fev, by the way, we spun a wheel for you and it's landed on English. Completely random, of course. Here we go. Let's see
good luck, Brody.
Fief goes. What grade are you in, Brody?
Year 7.
Year 7, okay. So it's just a grown adult against a year 7 boy.
In
Here we
maths.
Go. What is 803 minus 201?
602.
600. Fev, stay out of it.
Oh, I'm not playing.
No.
102.
Well, correct, but Fev answered it. Fief, you didn't even get it when Fev answered it.
Well, no, because I was still doing it in my head. I knew it was in the 600s.
That was a practice because Fev ruined it.
Here
it is. This is it. No, you're getting your chance next. What is 440 multiplied by 20?
Oh, come on. 440. I don't know the 20s time tables. 440.
Actually, so far, Brody's lack of
times 20
can I answer
participation.
No.
1,280.
How much?
840.
No, what?
It's 8,800.
Again, Fev, you're correct. I mean, Fev has ruined the game.
No, they both got it wrong, so I could answer.
Brody, can you just repeat what your answer was?
You said 1,000.
440 times 20?
I said 1,800.
The education system might have some problems. He was 7,000 out, at least.
Oh, in Brody's defence, I'm not really setting the world on fire.
We didn't expect you to do well, but we thought Brody might. Thanks for playing, Brody. By the way, mate, you don't go away empty-handed. A tank of petrol, either for you to save for when you're on your pee plates or your parents. Well done.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, good work.
Well done, Brody.
So should we do Fev's game now?
Yeah, okay, Fev. Now you're
Can we do maths again?
Okay, I'm going to
Your category's English.
Start the jingle again.
Are you smarter than...
Dane is going to take on Fev in English.
Hey, Dane.
Yep.
Hello.
How are you, bro?
Yeah, not bad. How about you?
Yeah, not bad, mate. I'm a bit worried because English is not my forte.
Maths is not my forte, so.
Yeah, well, we've got English, so you win.
Now, Thief, you might want to chime in and ruin this. You probably will.
I won't. I'll stay out of it.
Here we go. Identify the noun in this sentence.
Oh.
The moon looks so beautiful.
Looks.
I'm going to go moon.
Correct. And when
well,
I say
Dane.
Correct, that is Dane.
It's a noun when it's at home.
Noun, of
it's
course.
It's a naming word.
Yes, oh, is it? There you go.
Person,
naming word.
Yeah. Person, place, or thing.
May have copied my friend Year 12 essays when I was at school. I got no idea.
Oh, that's not nice. You shouldn't.
Hey.
Cheating. Well, no, you should never
Dane.
Cheat. Well
said,
Dane. Dane.
Just be quiet, bro.
No. Dane's got it right.
Righto, next question.
One
I need
more.
This.
You need
this
to save face
okay,
here, Fev. Identify the verb in this sentence.
Oh, what the hell?
The monkey sat by the door.
Sat.
Oh!
He got that, yeah, but in Dane's defence, can I just critique the quiz master?
Well,
you asked the question like this. The monkey sat. I mean,
I
speak to Trixie like that.
Okay,
that's the way you...
Hey, one all, Dane. Well done, mate.
Thank you.
We'll call it a draw. You've won a tank of petrol, and I've also received a critique for my questioning technique.
That's a pronoun.
I go Trixie, which is the talking the action word. The monkey sat on the bed.
How did this happen?
That's exactly what you did today.
Good stuff. I'm actually hoping for a role in children's television, so I was just auditioning. All right, we're out of here. Now, tomorrow is a big day for our show. Obviously, we continue to give away free petrol to everybody, instant Christmas cash for you in Alpha Bucks and Beat the Bonbon. But also after the show tomorrow, it is a gift exchange amongst the team for our Secret Santa. And let's just hope it doesn't tear the team apart.
Byron, there's so much going on with this. I don't know that we'll be back next year based on the fallout that's happening over Secret Santa and our team.
Two will be back.
Well, just stick to the cash limit. What is
we
it?
Are.
$25 per person, yeah?
No, we're unlimited. They're 25.
Oh, okay. We'll see how that goes.
It's the whole team that we're going for.
And that's in addition to the other gift we give them.
No, the Secret Santa is it.
Biggest range of fragrances at the lowest prices. Chemist Warehouse really is the real house of fragrances this Christmas. 101.9